This is Ashley Walton from the Rudolph Steiner School of Ann Arbor, and I am here today with Paul Trombley, who is a lead early childhood teacher here at the Rudolph Steiner School of Ann Arbor in kindergarten. And it is January 17th, 2019. We're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we're just going to talk a little bit about our early childhood program here at the Rudolph Steiner School of Ann Arbor. So Paul, thank you for being here. And I just wanted to start out by asking you, how would you describe a Waldorf kindergarten to someone?
Waldorf kindergartens are meant to be, first of all, extensions of the home. So they're very warm and have a feeling of home, very kind of old school, where we do a lot of cooking and tasks, and the children are able to engage in imaginative play. We are also have mixed age, so we have anywhere from 4 to 6 year olds, at least in the kindergarten classes. The younger classes might have 3 to 4 year olds. They can play imaginatively and come and help with tasks and make bread and help sweep up and help set tables and do all the things that they would be doing at home, as well as learning language arts and hearing stories and poems and nursery rhymes, and also play out both outdoor and indoor is very important in a Waldorf kindergarten. So we start outside in the mornings for at least an hour, at least in our kindergarten. It's probably typical for most, where they can climb and run and jump and have all kinds of fun.
And what aspects of early childhood do you cherish the most?
When I come to work, the thing I cherish is just the how they are still just in their own imaginative world, kind of. It's very often described as the garden of childhood. And just to see them still engaged just in play and with themselves, and the world hasn't quite broken into that yet, and they still believe in fairy tales and gnomes and things like that, and they are just look at the world in absolute wonder, and just going on a walk and watching light dapple through the trees or seeing a pretty stone on the road is just so exciting and the biggest deal to them. And I think just coming there and just seeing their sense of wonder and just their love of just being alive and playing, and yeah, I think that's probably.
Yes, that sounds beautiful. And I know you've had much experience working in Waldorf early childhood for about 12 years. So what do you feel like healthy play looks and feels like?
I think just kind of some of those things where they are still engaged in the wonder, and for a younger one, it can be simply just doing the simple thing like that as digging in the sand or in the ground and finding treasures. But then it can also develop into, it just slowly develops into working together and being, learning how to be socially together and work with each other. And as they get older and closer to the first grade, they start to play more chasing games and things like that, and team games where they have to learn how to see each other and do things with each other without getting upset or hitting or hurting each other. So I think just seeing that they're progressing along those developmental milestones that we see and growing through those in a healthy way.
So if you can describe to someone kind of that's never walked into a Waldorf kindergarten or early childhood classroom, can you kind of describe some of the sounds or smells you might hear inside the classroom?
The first thing is you will most likely hear some sort of singing, either singing nursery rhymes or lots of songs we bring into the kindergarten. And on certain days, you will most certainly smell bread, but always something.
I smell it right now, this beautiful bread baking.
But always something cooking. Mm-hmm. We have very healthy snacks every day, so we're always cooking rice and millet and quinoa. And
and are they involved in the preparation of those?
In many parts. We make soup. They cut up our vegetables for soup. And absolutely, if they want to come over and help with the oats in the pan or cut up vegetables for our curry we have, or help make the beans, and they definitely help make the bread. That's one of the tasks that we sort of bring to them when it's bread making day. They all get to sit down and make bread. So you will smell good food. Bread's always the big one, and you'll hear lots of singing and lots of laughing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about your early childhood, and we will let you get back to the bread making.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I think that was good enough.